Blog Talk Radio.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. What a wonderful day it is. Boy, I'll tell ya. We have a wonderful show in store because it's been happening for the last 2 days. All this wonderful energy has been coming my way. Lots of information, lots of people. I actually wrote down some of the names that came to me that were going to be calling, so I'm going to say them. Martha, Joanne, Suzanne, Ann, Carol, Devin, Michael, Keith, Samuel, and Robert. Those are some of the names that came. I'm sure if you're listening, if you'd like to call, you have some messages, or it's a good show for you to call in for. I'm going to try to get to everybody. We have had an explosive show for the past, I mean, it's just has been going global. And I'm so grateful for it because I know that it's the people that are listening, it's the vibration that we're sending out that is getting this to be one of the most popular shows that I can imagine. So I'm really grateful for that. Thank you for your trust, your belief, and your participation in the show, because if it wasn't for you bringing your truth and your openness to the show, we wouldn't have one. So thank you, everyone that calls in. I so appreciate. I feel like you're all my peeps, you know, like we're all connected, and I feel like we're all on this amazing journey of self-discovery. And so let's start taking calls, because I'd like to try to get to everyone today. Okay. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hi, who am I talking to?
Oh, hi. My name is Amaka.
Amaka, what a great name.
Thank you.
And do you have a question or something you'd like to focus in on? Okay.
Yeah, I have a question. I wanted to see what you pick up and what you have to tell me in regards to a gentleman that I know. He's a photographer and photo editor of my magazine, and we've been working together on the magazine and for over a year now, or close to a year, sorry. And we've had a little, I guess, intimate past per se, but I just wanted to know if you see it picking up and going deeper.
Okay. And so you work with him?
Yeah. 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 He's the photo editor of my magazine right now. He's a photographer.
Okay. All right. So do you have any, I'm going to use the word reservations, on having a relationship with someone that you work with?
No, I don't.
No, okay. Because a lot of times if there is even the slightest bit of that going on in somebody's consciousness, it could be what you're feeling as the wall or the, as it's the energy block that's stopping it from going further. So I'm saying, like, possibly you don't have it, but maybe he does. So if he does have any kind of, it's kind of just something like somebody might have said it's not cool to work with someone you know, you go date someone you work with, and so it's in his his kind of consciousness. So it could be what you're feeling as the reason it's not moving forward. So let's take that out, okay? Let's get him. I'm going to see him. Does he have glasses?
No. As in regularly wear glasses? No. I mean,
but
he
does
has
wear
glasses.
Do you ever see him with glasses on? Do I keep picking up?
Oh,
like shades.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm seeing him. Is he a tall gentleman?
Yeah,
in a way,
he's about 5. I'll say about 5'10".
Okay, yeah. Okay, so he's not like in the 5. Like, okay, so I'm picturing him. Okay, I see him. All right, so we're gonna go in and we're gonna take out they call them memes, which is a memes that somebody said something, and you kind of have it in your repertoire of truth, but it's not true at all. Okay, everybody has them. You know, it's like I do this and I do that, and so sometimes it's what's stopping the heart from actually expressing itself. So let's just go in there and take that out and clean his energy system up a little bit. He's got a lot of stuff. He's got some old patterning. I'm looking at like he's got some stuff of old relationships still kind of lingering on for him. So that could be some of it that's stopping you from going deeper into this relationship. Let's see if we can just get rid of some of those stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I get that. I see him jogging, like running. So it might be he needs to experience his body at a better level, you know, sometimes like sweating and getting his health in better order. So okay, let's get him there. Oh, okay, I'm getting that it's not you that's keeping this from happening. So if we can do this, and I ask you to do this too, is visualize around him cleared up. So if you just picture him, you see like little dots, like they're almost little green things around him. If you just look at his energy field, so kind of look at him because you know him better than I do. And if you see any of these little green things around his head or heart, I want you to just pull them out, okay? Pull them out and put them in this big trash can. And just keep doing that, okay? Keep doing that anytime you think of him. And just pull out all this stuff and put it in the trash can. And wait until you feel a change.
Okay.
And then I feel a little bit of a change. I feel like peace or calm coming over him. That's really good. That's really good. Okay. And then I look and I see his heart opening. I see the heart center just kind of popping. Okay? That's good. He's got a lot of mind stuff going on. He's really a mind kind of guy, you know, so he's a real thinker. So we're going to have to bring his mind down into his heart. Okay, there we go. Connect him. There we go. All right, that seems good. He seems much more connected to his emotional body. A lot of times men, and I say that men or women, whatever, they disconnect from their emotional body. They're very in their head. So it's really hard to understand what they're feeling because they don't even get it. You know what I mean? They really don't tune in that at that deep level. So let's just keep him processing and feeling what he feels when he, and I'm going to see you, and there you are. Okay. Yeah, there you go. I see two hearts connecting. And so let me get when this is going to see. You're going to start to see a change. It says in one day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 5 day. Okay, so 5 more days, you're going to see a big change, a movement towards change, like something's going to open. So let's keep that in your aware space, you know, just be aware that he's going to be moving towards it, you know, slower and more open towards. And so in 5 days, things will shift and change. And you will feel a more open person in front of you that's able to loosen up. And it feels like he's a little stiff. Sorry about that, but he is.
you don't feel somebody else around him or...
Well, I did. Yeah, I did. I definitely saw a past relationship came up with this guy. So he still needs to work that one out and let them put that in the trash can. You know what I mean? Because he hasn't let it go completely. So I think that could be what it is that's keeping him from moving into a new direction. So that's something. Those are those little green things that we see around people. So if we see them, we want to put them in the trash can because really what they are is blocks from letting you have what you really want, which is a loving, open, you know, future. And so a lot of times just because we keep past relationships even alive in a thought, then it keeps it alive in our energy systems. And that's what's happening with him a little. Yeah. So I do see it coming. I do see that you have to do some work to get him to kind of come into it a little bit more. You know what I mean? To trust it. And I think by doing the work I just told you, and I really do know that you have the power to do this. You're very psychic. You're very strong. I feel like you can tune in and you see things and you can manipulate things in a sense in a good way for people. So use your power, use your thoughts, use your visual abilities to see what you want, okay? Because that's really the difference between sitting around and waiting for it and instead of really actively participating in the cleaning up of what you see around people. Because if they're not being, if he was one time open and available to you and then he shuts down, so what you're seeing is the opening, closing of the mind and the heart, you know? And so we want to keep people open, you know? We want to keep them available. So that they can always have, you can always have that relationship with somebody.
Okay.
Yeah. So do it. You're a powerful lady, man. You really are. And I know that you can do it. So what you're going to be doing in your scene is you're going to see him up on the screen. You're going to see, you're just going to wait until it shows up for you. Whatever shows up, even if it's like an animal that shows up, believe it, okay? Believe what you see, okay? So you picture the person, believe what you see around the person, and then you know, ask if it's an animal, ask it to do its service. If it's an animal that comes in, just ask it to help you clear away anything that's not letting this person live in his true self, which is usually love, right? So to me, it's ultimately why people are far away from really a happy life is because they have all these blocks, you know. So let's do that for him. And for you, is there any other question? How about more?
I want to find out also in regards to the magazine. I mean, a point where I do need financial help through like advertisers. Mm-hmm. I'm working on my fifth issue of the magazine now, and as I do believe that everything is going to turn out right. But of course, you know, I tend to just like tell God, like, please, I do need help, you know, because. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I do feel that, all right, I know that this is new, you know, this is a new feeling. It feels very new to me. So it feels like there's a lot of excitement around it, you know, and it's really getting to have to get some, that snowballing effect, you know, which people get excited about it, you know, so... I kind of get that's what's lacking here. I'm not feeling the excitement. I'm feeling more worry than I am excitement. So what I would do is try to build the excitement around the magazine. So if you're going to have a party, you know, bring in celebration around this magazine. Draw in celebration to this magazine, even if you're celebrating the 25th, you know, one that you put out. Do that and bring it in so that everybody starts to feel the excitement around it, because I'm getting it needs like fire under it. So I'm going to start putting some fire under this magazine. Yeah, okay. And you know what? I mean, like, it feels like it's good. I like it. When I pick it up, I want to read it. But I'm getting that there has to be more of it in the vibration of the whole making of it. So, what, you know, like, if like, you haven't done something before, you haven't talked about sex, or you haven't talked about bisexuality, if you haven't gone into, like, the dark, you know, like, the boxes that most people don't want to uncover, start doing that. It feels like it's a very safe, you're getting very safe in it, and that's not intriguing. So if it's like, you know, pick up a psychic that you really like, or pick up mediumship, or have something in it that is different, you know, that's going to give it a little edge, a little, you know, turn that's going to spark other interest other than what's kind of the norm. Okay, so it feels like I'm getting, let's step out a little bit. You know, if you're in a life and start, push the edges right to the edge, you know, and sit with that one. Because I know that every woman has things that they would like somebody to talk about, you know. They would like, you know, mothers would like to talk about this, and women, single women would like to talk about this, and by, you know, gay men would like to talk about. So I think what we have to find is something that's exciting that you've never talked about before. you know? Well, and I know that it's around you. I feel like it's around you. I feel like it's going to come to you. You're going to get it. It's going to be, that's the story. That's what I want to get into. I want to really go into that particular direction, you know? So just sit with that one, because it's got to be your own. You know, I could tell you, but I think that it's best if it tells you. You know what I mean? Like if the energy comes and you go, that's it. So I'm just telling you, that's the vibration I'm getting. Celebrate it before it's even happened. You know, like it's like, you know, when you celebrate life before you win something, guess what? You win something, you know? you're already stepped into that whole, you know, matrix of what the vibration of winning is like. So I want you to really step into it and see yourself, you know, seeing that magazine just selling and seeing it. I want you to really go to the extremes of what it is you'd like to see. And just feel it, okay? Because that is going to be the vibration that's going to help us get out of the worried state and into that real, that movement place, okay?
Okay.
So I will do it for you. I always do a lot of work after people call in. So I will see it. I see a magazine.
Thank you. Great.
And
Thank you.
I do see it. I do see it. And I do see you, like, having a party, a celebration, like a really good one that people will start to tell their friends, you know, it's going to be like that kind of thing. So think about how you can celebrate the magazine, okay?
Great, and, I will.
All right, love. Let
thank
me know
you
how it goes,
much.
Okay?
I will. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who am I talking to? Hello? Hello, 503. Hi, I'm talking to you.
Yes.
What's your name?
My name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. I have you on speakerphone. I'm going to take you off just a second.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. So I'm
Hi.
Calling today about a relationship that I've been in
uh-huh.
for off and on for roughly a year.
All right. And and the question is it moving?
I guess I'm calling to ask, is this the one? Should I really put all my energy and move forward with this?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what we get. I'm going to use this deck. I like this deck. Lori. All right, Lori. Okay. The first vision I got was the military came up, like I saw a uniform. I'm just seeing that, so I don't know what that means, but let's just keep up the visions that I'm getting. Reclaim your art. Just laugh. Interesting. Turn on the light. But I see two people in this, turn on the light, so it feels like, connect with your soul family. It feels like the vibration of unity is around you, which would make me feel like it is going to be move into a real permanent, more united front kind of relationship. You know what I mean? It's going to be moving.
Okay.
Give yourself the best. Okay, so a lot of times when we've been in relationship, we actually kind of haven't given ourselves the best. We haven't, you know, done ourselves first. We've done everybody else first. So I think it's a reminder that's coming your way is to give yourself the best. So whatever that means, you know, thinking of you, exercising, eating well, you know, all the things that you put yourself first when you wake up in the day, meditate. All that wonderful stuff. So that's really just reminding. And then it does say thank God. So there is a sense that you had a particular relationship and it came to you. And to be always thankful of it instead of wondering. See, when we start to wonder, what it kind of does is it kind of diffuses the relationship from being the gift that you asked for. Because, of course, after a year now, it's a wonderful time because this is a real person you're going to marry. Within the first year, within the first year of any relationship, you are deciphering and uncovering the truth, the true person that we actually we do this because we have a blanket effect of people. We throw this big blanket of energy on this person, right, when we first meet them. And then we say, oh, he's the one, and da-da-da, and we kind of go into this delusionary kind of euphoric state, right? We're in love, right? So After a year, that blanket starts to kind of fall away, and what you get is a real visual and feeling of who you are invested in a sense, in relationship in. So that's a really good time to make the decision on whether or not you want to go forward, and if what you've uncovered and what you feel is equal to what you had hoped for. Now, that's the question. Have you uncovered, does this person represent to you and hold the qualities that you had blanketed in him with? You know, do they hold true? Okay, within the last year. That's a question you have to ask your soul. Was I more invested in my delusion or my vision of this relationship than the actual relationship? So these are questions that your soul has to start to answer for you to move forward. Say? So I want you to sit with those questions and answer them really honestly, okay? Because that's gonna propel you into the next level. Okay?
Okay.
And that's forever. Because if the answer is yes, he is a wonderful guy, he's honest, he's loving, he shows up, he's spiritually supportive, he's doing all that you really, really need, then you're going to step forward. If that answer is not coming in...
So you see that with him?
Yeah. I do see that this is the turning point for you to reevaluate what it is in this relationship that works for you. Okay? So I do see they're saying to me, It's we've given her, she's been thankful for him. So is this enough for her? Is the question that the universe is asking you. Is this going to work for you forever? So that's the question. Yeah. And when the universe asks me to ask you a question, when the universe asks me to ask you the question, it really means that they are giving you this sense of power over the relationship that maybe we have lost sight of, okay? In a sense, your own power to say, this is good and this is not. So these are the questions. It's interesting how it's coming up because they're asking me to ask you these questions, and that's interesting. So my gut feeling, my real feeling is that this guy is a very, very nice person. He's lovely. He has some really good qualities. He feels a little young to me. I'm just getting a young vibe, like almost like he's very new to relationship. I mean, he's not like this cultivated guy, you know. He's just kind of new, and he's kind of sweet, and he's really very, very lovely. He feels like he's taking his time in where he is. He's not quite finished with himself, like figuring out what he wants to do, really. You know, he still has some reservations about work and stuff. So he's in a little bit of a changing dilemma type of place. So that could be why you might be feeling this from him, you know, because if somebody you're involved with is not happy with where they are, then what you might be doing is actually picking up and feeling like it's you, but it's not. He's very happy with you. Yeah. So he's in his own little place, you know, and it feels like if I step into it, I feel like I need to go back to school. You know what I mean? Like he's been thinking about that maybe, and that's a good conversation you may want to have with him. It's like about the future. Would he like to study something? And has he always wanted to, you know, study veterinarian? I mean, something. There's something around him that is not feeling very fulfilled. And so I think what you're getting is maybe that vibe from him. So let's not take it personally, because I know he loves you and I know he's grateful for you. So that's what I know, you know. And
okay, yeah, he's very loving towards me, but can be frustrated with me at times, I think, because mm-hmm. I haven't always been reciprocating, because I'm feeling that unsure. But we've had, in the beginning of our relationship, we had some struggles, and then he kind of came back to me and kind of professed, I love you, I want to be with you, but I've been kind of holding back, going, okay, well, let me evaluate this and see
mm-hmm.
if this is where I want to be, sort of.
Mm-hmm. So that flipping of you going in and out, too, you know, you mm-hmm. up and down, is also energy. So people mirror your energy. So when we pull back, a lot of times they come closer. Isn't that interesting? And when we push forward, they pull away. So you have to look at energy, always
always being kind of in the middle of the relationship. So it's really yours. You have to own your own relation, your own energy. How are you doing? What are you feeling? Are you waking up feeling insecure? Are you waking up feeling like you've got some, you know, old patterns going in your head that are keeping you from seeing in, you know, the lovely, wonderful life you have? You know, so these are questions. These are kind of what can get in between relationships and cause them to have problems. Because it's really, it's always you. You know, I mean, I always say anything, it's always you. Because, you know, I've been married for a long time, so I know when I'm processing something, I just say to my husband, okay, it's not you, I'm just going to tell you this, I'm working out this thing, and he goes, thank you. You know, and so
right.
He will not take anything or energy that I'm experiencing personal, so I've really gotten good at doing that in my relationship so that he doesn't pick up on my, you know, I've been working many dimensions sometimes and I'm gone and I don't want him to think I ran away from him, you know what I mean? So I really have to be clear to him sometimes and he goes, oh, good, I'm glad you said that because I just wondered. And so I think that we have to be really honest sometimes and really put it out there that this is not you, this is me. I'm in this framework. I'm in this place. I'm trying to work it out, you know? So it does feel like that, Lori, to me, that you also, I feel like, boy, let me pull some cards here. Clear the fog. That's interesting. Clear the fog just came up. Yes, I hear you. I know. So have you been in a bit of a fog?
Oh, yeah. I've been in a, quite a bit of a fog for a while.
Okay. All right, the bit of the fog, okay. Step away from the crowd, it's telling you. To step away from the crowd, okay. So, and then reach out, which is really important. When you're in this fog, it's really important to reach out to the areas that you know work for you, that help and open you up and let things out. So if it's a good therapist, a good friend, someone that you could just go and cry on or tell everything to, do that because this is what it's trying to say. Reach out. To clear the fog, you have to be aware that you're in it, right?
Okay.
So let's do that. See the light. And that is a really good reality, is no matter where you are in the fog of your life, close your eyes and always picture and focus on the light inside of you. It is the immediate fix for me anytime I need to really get centered. I just close my eyes, take a deep breath, and just focus on the light that's in my head. And I don't have any thoughts about it. I'm not judging it. I'm just looking at it. And I just keep looking at it until it starts to change color and gets a little bigger. And then all of a sudden, the light is so big in my head, that's all I see. And then I bring that big light, and I bring it like a little elevator, and I go do-do-do-do-do all the way down to my heart. And I wait till it gets there, and it opens up, poof, and there we are. And then I just breathe in. You got it? You feeling that
mm-hmm.
one? I just felt that one. So do that one, okay? Because
being
that
quiet
going
and meditating.
Yeah, that's going to get you out of the fog. Because your head, your mind, all the chatter, Sai Baba calls it the monkey mind, is going to lead you into nothingness if you don't. It's almost like you got to grab hold of the mind and tell it what you want it to do, because it's that light is the master of the mind. Okay, so just know that when you're in the fog, just go to the light inside of yourself, and it will start to almost like it's almost like that. You know, just like what they do in real life is you see the fog and then there's the lighthouse and everybody can see that light and it leads them out of the fog, right? So it's the same thing inside of you. All right, Lori?
Okay.
And I will keep that vision for you too. That, you know, this is 11 is going to be doing this to a lot of insightful and sensitive people. You'll get to a place where you have never been there before.
Okay.
And I've been feeling this too. I don't know where I am. So I have to look around and say, okay, wow, this is a new place for me. And I don't have any reference. So I call in all my guides, I call everybody, all my angels, I call my ancestor, call everybody in to come into this place that I'm in, this new experience, and I have them come into this place with me, and all of a sudden I start to vibrate at a different level. And I'm understanding it now because I've called in everybody that, you know, I need to help me through this new experience of myself. And that's really what we're doing right now. 11 is going to bring in new experiences of yourself that you've yet to uncover. So you are going to be in limbo for a little while. It's going to feel really scary. And it's going to feel a little bit, you know, like I'm all alone.
I'm going to be in limbo for most of this year.
No, you're not. It's only, these are very temporary. And I hate the word limbo because it makes you think that you're not any place. You are someplace. You are you are actually in the new place. And so it's like when I walk in a new place, I want to not say, where am I? I'm scared. I want to walk into that new place, have my people with me, you know, my guides, to support me in this new place that I'm in. And that, doesn't that feel different? Doesn't that feel different than I'm in a scary place, I don't know where, I mean, so we don't want to have that conversation that locks us into these new places. But they are new places, and they're exciting places, and they're to be uncovered and looked at and created. So you are kind of in a creative space when you're in the new place, if you think about it, right? Because when you're creative, there's nothing in front of you, and all of a sudden, you know, things start to happen. You start to put the color on the walls. You start to create. But it comes from getting to that place of nothingness, that's where creation can start to work with you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's happening for you, Lori. It really is. And it's your own. It has nothing to do with this relationship. Because as you start to move out of the fog, your relationship is going to get really clear for you. And really feel good and sound. So it's more about you and being in this foggy place. It's hard to see anything. It's hard to even know where you're going. So as soon as you can start to just meditate, every time you feel that, just focus back on the light. Call in your guides. Call in everybody that comes into your mind, your grandmother, everybody. Come in and help you, support you in this new place, okay? Because that's really going to help everything out. Okay, love? Let me know how it goes. I'm going to keep you on my board, and I'm going to see that you're going to move right out of that fog into a beautiful, bright space, and that you're going to be really grounded and clear. That's what I see. I totally do.
All right. Can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
Do you see me making a move in the next month?
A move? Okay. Let's see. Next month, really?
Or less.
Mm. This is funny, but I just saw Chicago or that area. Is that like...
Yeah, I don't...
All right, so Chicago, that's interesting. All right, first card was clean up your mess.
Okay.
Clean up your mess. And the second was invest in your spirit. So, those two really mean a lot to me when I see those, because clean up your mess means until you clean up your mess, get out of the fog, get clear, then where you're going to be going is not going to be a vision that you can have that you're going to be sure of, okay? And so once you get that clean up your mess, once that fog is gone, then clean up your mess comes into play, which means if there's anything that you need to really get in order, you know, finances, all that, and then invest in your spirit. So invest in your spirit would mean that you could be learning something that fills you up, that like Reiki or something that's a new investment in your spirit, you know.
Okay.
So it feels like that's coming your way, and that could be where you really need to go before you move, before you actually take that next step, because I'm not getting it coming. And then it says blow up some steam. Okay, blow up some steam totally means, you might have some under anger issues about some things that have been, that could be why clean up your mess came up, that you haven't dealt with. So let's just go back into yourself and see if there has been things that you haven't been honest with that made you mad, that made you feel you know, betrayed or angry. So we're going to pull those out and just get rid of them and put them in the trash can. And you really have to see them before you put them in the trash can, okay? So I want you to do some house cleaning, because I think clean up your mess would more indicate your spiritual mess, okay? The things that don't work for you. So if you are holding on to some kind of thought that's not working for you, let's put it in the trash can that's over here. That doesn't make you feel good and happy and the most beautiful spirit that you are, okay? So anything that is going to hold you back from that pure sense of yourself is the ones you want to put in the trash can, okay? But
okay.
I do get that the move, let me just see, okay, guys, tell me, where is she going to be moving? One. The six came up. So six came up, big number six. So it could mean that it may take about 6 months for this transition to happen. So,
okay.
So it may be a little longer than that month that you will be ready to do this, okay? So six came up pretty strong. So I would say that I would keep that in mind and keep that also as a time for you to do this work, okay? Because you don't want to move before you, if with all this stuff, okay? You don't want to move when you're foggy. You don't want to move when you're not feeling you're in your power. You don't want to, you know what I mean? So let's know that this is like the grace period, okay, before you have to do anything big, all right? Because
okay.
I look at it that way. Anytime you have a nice sabbatical where you can kind of check things out and like learn, and this is your time, this is your grace period before you have to make a decision and go someplace else. So it feels like it's the gift that's been given to you as to do these, as to have this time to do some inner work and do your meditation and get back into yourself that you really want to be that powerful spiritual being that you are, you know?
Okay.
And when, all right, love. And so let me know. I mean, I will keep this all in your vision. It does feel like the boyfriend is there. He's definitely, you know, committed to you. It's more,
okay.
It's more though, I'm going to say, I don't feel it's him. I feel it's you. That's not sure.
Yeah. Why is that? I guess it's...
I know. Why is that? I mean, he feels like he's like going along for the ride. He wants this, you know, and you are the one that keeps pulling back. So this is something you have to figure out why. And it might be because there's something there that's just not... You know, I've been in many relationships where I've gotten just to this point and there's no other place to go. And I just knew that was just where it was. So it may be what you're feeling and you're not being honest with it. So it could be clean up your mess at that. Okay?
Okay.
So I want you to really sit with this one. Be very honest. Be courageous. And don't be afraid to be alone. Okay? Because a
right.
lot of women hold on to relationships because they're afraid to be alone. But in that, being alone is when you regain your power and you get focused on what you need to do and, you know, all of a sudden becomes clear. And usually sometimes that relationship was actually what was causing you the fog, you know, because we tune in to other people's vibrations. And sometimes if a guy is at a foggy place, we get foggy. So, you know, these are the things to ask yourself. I always like to have you come up with the answer because then the spirit is working for you. You know what I mean? But I can see it. I can see all these little windows coming up around you, which make me know that you are in change and flux and things are moving, you know, in a good way. I mean, I always think I think change is a great thing, you know. And we are here to learn. So sometimes we learn through these relationships. They teach us what we have to know, and then we keep on moving on. So I always believe that, you know, if we can just look at it that way instead of a failure, we can just look at it as a success, that we have succeeded in getting the teachings from these relationships, and now we're ready to, in another place, move on. So these are the things.
There's something about this relationship that I really see us in the future together. Like, I can really visualize this family that we will have and this compatibility. And maybe it's not, like, passionate love all the time, but it's really, like, comforting friendship and with the compatibility and the kind of same paradigm of look out at the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels foggy now. to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know, but see, we're trying to reach in everybody's life is the authentic self, right? The one that is truly connected to the passion and the excitement of being here and alive. So relationships should hold that for you. Relationships should hold that for you by saying, well, we have this and we have that, but there's not this really like draw, this intensity that is like that big, you know, you just vibrate so high when you're around that person, is probably what the universe is trying to get you to see, okay? Because
right.
I've been there. They're really wonderful, and I love them to death, and they're, like, awesome friends, and I feel so comfortable. And I mean, I lived with someone like that years ago when I was in my 20s, and I just love this guy. Loved him to death. And I realized I had moved, and I had gotten to this maximum level of being in this relationship, and I stepped out of it, and we're still good friends 15 years later. He comes to visit me. He knows my husband. But that was the truth of the relationship. You know what I mean? So what we have to do is step out of trying to make this work in the big picture of what we'd like in our life and just accepting it for what it is. It feels like, you know, that's what I'm getting from this guy. He feels like, when I'm looking at him, he feels like a brother. He's really good. Got a kind of wonderful, sweet energy. He's going, you know, along for the ride, easygoing, and wants, and is happy too, but it's now, this is the turning point for you. 11 is a big turning point for a lot of spirits out there. It's about getting big. You know, it's about saying, this is what I want. Really, you know, this is, and I'm going to manifest it because I'm asking for it. You know, and I believe that it's around, it's there for us if we just start to vibrate at that level. And you know, I almost, when you were talking, I was seeing that you actually had a lifetime with this gentleman. And
yeah, it's really
obvious. What you're feeling is what you've already experienced with him. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and I think that it has something to do with the military in the past. It's really, that's weird that when you said that, I get this feeling from him that he was in the Navy in the past, and it's really strange. I think we've had a lot of life.
And so what you could be connecting to, and that's that feeling you have with him, is that you have already had this life with his family, this with this person, and that's the connection that you're having now. You know, but that doesn't mean it has to move into that future for this lifetime. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it becomes clearer when we step out of the way, in a sense, and let it just uncover, let it just kind of show itself as it comes. And it's really interesting, you know. I have to say, you have to be really open and not trying to put what you see in any box that categorizes it. You know, so just let it be what it is. You feel confident, you feel comfortable, you feel like you've, you know, when you see him, you see this, but let's not try to put it in any direction. Let it just be, okay? Because in that being, it can change, and you will get clearer on what it is, okay? Because as soon as we try to put it into this box and that box and make it this, it gets limited. So my vibe on this is that there's a lot around you that's going to be changing. I mean, big vibe, big stuff going around. I do see if you do get this position and you are moving, it may take you away. You know, it feels like you're moving more away. It feels like you're going away from the relationship. Isn't that interesting? But that's what the vibe I got. But I think that might be good. I think that sometimes we need to get distance sometimes to get a clearer indicator of what we need to be doing, you know? But
okay. It
does feel like the relationship's a good one. I see it as a very positive one. I see you, though, needing to do some of this work and really getting really clear, get some help, go, you know, go out to your girlfriends. I want you to clear your etheric body out, okay? Get rid of all the stuff that's in there. And uncovering. So maybe do you ever do past life regression? Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, if you could find somebody in your area that does that, I think you're going to have a lot of answers uncovered with the relationship that you have, and it will get clearer. like the connection that you've been feeling will get clear, and you'll see, oh, that's how I know him, you know? And it will put it in a more logical and aware place for you when you get these information, when you get the information when you do past life. So try that, okay, Lori?
Okay.
All right, love. And let me know how it goes, okay? I will keep
okay,
a high vision for you. All right.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello? 854?
Hello?
Hi, who am I talking to?
864?
864. Yeah, that's it. I can't see. It's a very little number.
Huh, this is Pooja.
Hi, Pooja.
How are you?
I saw you calling. I wrote your
name
down. I did.
That's so funny. You always get me before I make it.
Well, lately that's been what's going on. It's so cool. I love it. So
awesome.
Have you been working that same piece that you were working before, or is it shifted?
Okay, so I'm doing the same thing. I'm offering my healings, but then there's a new extension that's kind of been created.
Mm-hmm.
Through me, and I started having visions about it, and everything just literally created itself. The components kind of just flew in on their own, and
mm-hmm.
I'm really excited because I spent all morning working on it. And it's a wonderful program for people who want to learn to completely recreate themselves, and they work in conjunction to my healing and what's going on
wow.
through my healing. So,
and so could they call you, Pooja? Could they call, or is it done in person?
I think I've kind of structured it so that it's in person, but I'm also going to structure it so that it's remotely, like, because I do a lot of healings that are remote. Healing.
Absolutely.
So,
I don't see why
yeah.
you, yeah.
Definitely.
Wonderful.
I think we're going to do a long-distance program, so I'm super
this
excited
is great.
About that.
This is just what I was just talking to Lori about, that it would be nice if she could get in to help her move through this foggy place that she's in.
Yep.
It's exactly what she needs. So why don't we take
yeah.
the information? Pooja, let's give your how can people contact you? Let's use this
okay.
platform.
My email address
mm-hmm.
is, I have two. I'm going to give you the simple one. It's
okay.
Pooja,
mm-hmm.
P-U-J-A,
mm-hmm.
at believehealing.net.
Okay, believehealing.net. Okay,
and
great.
And then I have, that's my new address. It's not completely activated yet.
Mm-hmm.
So really the one that, this one's a little bit more complicated. That's why I'm kind of hesitant to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's be.alive.ee.love.ee.you
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com.
Gmail. Okay. So let's say somebody would like to just call you directly, because we may have people, I mean, we've had people on this, listening to the show that are in China, Japan, Australia,
yeah,
England,
absolutely.
Everywhere. So let's give them your phone number, and that
okay.
might be more appropriate for them to call, because I think sometimes online it's hard for people to get, so they can always call you a lot faster.
Yeah.
So
hello?
Yeah, so let's give the phone number.
864.
864.
337-3452.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. So
I know that
this, we are vibrating at a very high rate right now. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And that a lot of the information that you have been working on and I've been working on is coming in, so that you don't have to do hands-on work, because,
mm-hmm.
You don't need it. You're working on energy fields, and energy fields
yes.
are always there, just like what we do here on this line. So we don't need the person in front of us. Actually, it's actually more organic and a lot, I think, cleaner, because we don't get all the personality and the visions and the that come up, and then you have to kind of dive in and find the truth.
Yeah.
So it's actually, I believe that, you know, doing remote healing is even more profound on the person, because it's not affecting that matter, that physical body.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm so happy to hear you doing this, Pooja.
This is part of
the acceleration that I've been feeling and all my friends have been feeling. So
mm-hmm.
it's more about doing it at a new level, and an easier level that doesn't take an hour to do a session but may take 15 to 20 minutes and still affect the person at this higher vibration. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then this program is so, what's so awesome is it works in conjunction to the healings, and it's called CREATE, and it's the motto is create, nurture, destroy, transform. And the little motto underneath it is become the life that you always wanted to live. Mm-hmm. And so what we're teaching people to do is take that clean kind of slate and mm-hmm. then completely manifest what they want. And so we have like concrete goal setting. We have manifestation classes. We have a little bit of hypnosis that goes on, teaching mm-hmm. people how to meditate for the first time, how to do a little bit of yoga and keep the flow going.
Mm-hmm.
We have intuitive art to really teach people how to express, because a lot of people have closed down. So even when they're flowing because of the healings, they don't really know how to express, and that's a huge part of manifesting what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And how to actually have a vision, how to create a vision, how to learn to visualize your dreams and see yourself succeeding. And so I have a different person who's kind of tapping into each one of those things, and I'm really excited about it because it's like a 4-week total transformation for someone.
Yeah, and you know, and if anyone's listening that has a vibe that feels like, oh, this is what I need to do, then that's what this show is really about, is bringing you the answers to the questions and how do I get the information that I need to help me orchestrate my mind and my energy field to accomplish what it is I want. Because we have to be taught, but we have to be taught well that we aren't limiting by the teachings we get, because a lot of times we are taught and then they have limits and they have belief systems that hold us in a paradigm that's not working. So
a lot of the new
work that's coming out is shifting a lot of these old paradigms that say it has to be A, B, and C, you know, or D, you know what I mean? So it really is it has a new form, a new feeling. It's not dictated by I call them memes. You know, memes like where somebody said something and they hold true to that. Nobody questions whether or not, why did they say that? You know, that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are in memes a lot of the time. And what we are now venturing to do is to get rid of the ones that don't work for you. So if one meme is that, it could have been given to you from religious training, or it could have been given to you from the medicine itself. There's lots of memes about how you're going to be and this is going to happen if you take this. You know what I mean? It has all memes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just telling you way ahead in a negative way how it's going to be. So if it does that, if it has a negative feeling, those are memes. Memes keep you from exploring the possibilities that are out there that are endless. And so Pooja's work feels like it's got that in it, which is allowing you to experience yourself at this higher vibration and create it at this higher vibration. And that's where everything happens, you know. It's really where everything happens. It happens first in the vibration, happens first in yourself, and then it happens second in the world you see. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
It's really true. It's really true. I mean, it's so amazing to me to see a miracle, and I call them miracles because that is what a miracle is that your belief moved you into that place that knew this was possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see it unfolding in the next moment in with your eyes or with someone saying, oh, it went away, the pain went away, or the cancer went away. And so the next thing is you see it in this form. But it happened first in you. And it happened first in your belief, right? So,
absolutely. So it's inner, outer work. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about it.
I am too for you. Love to hear it. I have like 25 calls. So I'm going to be moving a little quicker because I'd like to really get to everybody. But Pooja, thanks for calling. I know that this is why it came in. I know that's why you had the information necessary. Even if it's just one person that says, I want to try this new work that she's doing. So I see it happening.
Absolutely. Great. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you,
so
sweetie. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to? 352 number?
Hi there.
Hi, who are you?
Catherine, how are you doing?
Oh, Catherine. Oh, did you hear that I knew you were calling?
No. Yes, you knew I was calling?
Yes.
Cool. I heard you know what? I heard you call out some names earlier.
Yeah.
I guess my name slipped through. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'm calling for is to see if you can give me some insight about my first love, and I met 23 years ago and fell in love with him immediately. It didn't last for more than a few months, and the flame never died for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we reconnected off of Facebook about 5 months ago, and I've been giddy as a little whatever ever since.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He lives in another state. We talk often on the phone or computer or what have you, and I want to know if you can see a future.
All right, let's see. I like the vibes I'm getting. That was cool. I was very excited there. Okay, let's see. Okay, first one, grace. Ah, that's true. When things start to work in your highest good, when your heart has kind of been heard, that's when grace happens. When, you know, you feel like you have been lifted by spirit to bring you what it is that you've always dreamed of. And that, to me, is grace. And so relationships that, like, couldn't work then but then are starting to work now, that's grace. Mm-hmm. Grace is definitely coming over you. And, interesting. Boredom came up. Boredom. Okay. Well, boredom would mean that, you have gotten to a bored place with what you're doing. With what?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. So, one thing has come to you, which is the grace, and then the next one would be balance that came in. Partnership in love. Oh, yep, there it is. Partnership in love. I like this because what happens is when you're bored, you have an opportunity to ask the questions that lead you to getting more balanced, right? You maybe haven't been doing your artwork or dancing or celebrating or having some excitement. So in this new relationship, it's going to start to provoke you to get more balanced. You know, just start going for the walks and start eating better and start to, you know, read books that you never got to read before because he'll be reading them. So you're going to start to balance out your boredom by having this new partnership and love. And that feels really good to me. It feels like it's a united front that's happening. Because boredom is a good reason for change, right? I mean, when boredom happens, that's when change happens. So it feels like that's what it's trying to tell me, that you are going to be going through some changes. And balance came out. Oh, and business. So were you bored in your business?
I don't have a business.
business feels like a business. Like, okay, you don't have a business.
Yeah,
you were just bored in yourself. Okay, well, and then truth and higher self came up. So truth is really what we're doing here. We're being so honest with our spiritual self. We're being very grateful for the gifts that it's given you to bring this energy back into your life. And we're letting it let it take its form, you know, for the first time. For you to be seen, for you to be, because when, you know, this happened 25 years ago, you weren't the person that you are now, you know?
No.
And so you have moved into this truthful place, into this high-spirited place, into this lovely woman that you are, and now he can connect with that because you have arrived in the true self, in your higher self, that's what it says. So... And then physical body. Physical body, you know, this is a good one for women. Sometimes we have forgotten about our physical body. We've forgotten about our sexual body. We've forgotten about how good it is to, you know, go for the walks and eat. And we've just forgotten about it. You know, we don't even think about it anymore. This is a time for you, it's trying to tell me, that you will start to get more in tune to your physical body, which is really good. Because, like, if you think relationship brings you back into your physical body, too, you know? Brings you back into your sexual body, brings you into a lot of things, but it's felt through your body, you know? So this is coming your way, absolutely, through this. And then priorities. Priorities will be a part of how you will orchestrate this relationship. Priorities, which mean you have to do what you have to do there, and then you can try to... So priorities are going to be coming into the picture about how you can orchestrate, you know, go see him and then do your life too. You know what I mean? So there will be a bit of priority making and priority visions for you that will keep you, it will be around for a while. There is a card that just came up that says denial. So denial might be, there's something about this particular gentleman that you're going to have to deny is going on, which means he could be in a relationship, he could have, you know, we don't know, I'm getting that maybe that could be it too, that he's not finished yet. And so you may enter a denial of it so that you can keep your relationship.
No, that's exactly, he's still legally married.
Okay.
But they're separated, and, you know, by distance and by feelings and everything else. So interesting you pick that up.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then empathy. Empathy. So empathy came up. So I guess you are very empathetic. You know what I mean? That's who you are. You can feel into people and know where they're at. It's almost like that's your gift. Like if someone walks in a room, you connect with them through like your solar plex. You know, when you feel like when you're empathetic, you almost feel like a pain in your stomach when you feel and you connect to somebody. You could feel it, you know?
Oh, like yeah, very clearly.
It's like you're not supposed to be watching violent movies. You should not watch anything because you are so empathetic that you take it on. So that's something you have to know about yourself and in a sense, monitor, okay, so you won't get affected by other people. So, like, you can't be around very sick people because you are so empathetic that you almost start to take on their illnesses, you know. I know that vibe. So just be careful of that one, okay? It's really trying to have you aware of it to the point where you avoid people that are negative, avoid people that are in turmoil. Don't do that to yourself. It's really
I've been learning that the hard way, especially in the last couple of weeks too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's that's really what they're trying to tell me to say no. Okay. And then intuition. Intuition came up. Now, intuition is exactly what empathy is, isn't it? When you can feel and you have a vibe and you can see things. So what I want you to do is start working with your intuition and putting the information in a book. It's showing me this, like, journal. So when you feel something about a situation or you have a vision or you have a feeling, because it feels like you feel everything, put it in this book, okay, so that you have a place for it to go, okay? It's almost like your trash can. All right, so if you feel so-and-so, you know, is into drugs or blah, 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 write it in the book. You're not letting it go into you, okay? So you're putting it in the book. So it's showing me how you can get around being affected by all the negative energy that has been around you for the past couple of weeks, okay? So do that. Get a book, even if it's a writing pad. It doesn't have to be anything. If you're feeling something about somebody or you have a thought about, write it down and then put it over there. Okay, so it will go through the channels of being, you know, your intuition bringing you the information but not having to enter you and affect you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. It's wonderful. You're in a wonderful place, Catherine, though. You are in a new place, and it's exciting. It feels like the next year will be exciting for you. I feel like you're going to go new places, do new things, and have this new friend, new partner friend. It feels like a real friend that's going to be excited to have you in his world as well, you know?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it feels really good. And I'm so glad that you created this. See, you know, when something is deep in the soul and in the heart like this, it's always being heard. Always, you know? I can only share my own what happened with me. My first husband, when I met him, I was in school. He was in school. He was married at the time when I met him, but he was kind of, his wife was had an affair, and so he was not really married. But I met him, and we met each other, and he looked and he said to me, "Patty, I will clear up my life, and I will come back and be with you." And so I just knew that was in my heart, you know. And I was young; I was in my 20s, 21 when it happened.
Right.
So every time he would ever call me, write to me, do anything, any relationship that I had going on, I would blow it right out of the water. You know what I mean? Because I knew that it wasn't matching my heart and my feeling about this gentleman. So it turned out 8 years later, I was going to San Francisco to get my master's. And he lived in Lake Tahoe. And so I called him and said, I'm going to be nearby. You want to come meet me? And he said, yeah, sure. Now, he's still technically married like you guys, like this guy was. He's technically
right.
married just like this guy. He meets
right.
me. He meets me in San Francisco, and then from that moment on, we are together forever. And I married him. So it really does happen.
So the time just had to be right.
Right.
You know?
It really does happen.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel. That's why I feel like I had to tell you that story, because it really does happen that way. And
that's,
it
that's
was.
That's encouraging. Because, you know, I've had people tell me in the last 20-something years when I've mentioned his name, they're like, why don't you let go of that guy? I'm like, I can't.
I couldn't either.
Life went on.
Yeah, Catherine,
I
couldn't either.
Kids,
I couldn't either.
You know.
I tried. I was engaged
mm-hmm.
twice. I so tried to let go of that feeling I had, but I knew that I couldn't. And it just had to work itself out to be the perfect timing of the story. Because it was a story that we're making. And believe me, it was a story. I married him, and then 6 months later, he gets colon cancer, and he dies. Within the year. So the story is that I got my wish, and I realized that the universe put me there right when I was needed. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I was even to this day so grateful that I had that time and that it was and that my heart's desire was met. But it did.
And
it
so
did
now
work.
That you're with your second husband, do you still feel that you have your fairy tale?
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah,
because
okay.
you know, through Chuck being his name was Chuck was it through him being on the other side, because I am a medium. He actually helped me find my second husband.
Wow,
and
that's
so
cool.
It was truly designed, orchestrated the way that it was supposed to be, and I really get that.
As it's supposed to.
In a sense, my vibration, our connection, what I was supposed to work out with him, wasn't ready until that very end. But I realized, you know, I was finishing up a real cosmic piece when he did move on, and it was clear that I did what I said, till death do us part.
Right.
Wow. And
that's
so
endearing.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, it happens when it's the right time for the highest good to be met. So no matter what this will uncover for you, it's the right time, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's a journey. It's a journey of souls that we're on. And so it's a beautiful, and it feels like this is going to happen, you know, your way. I mean, not my story, but your story will be just a beautiful one, you know? And that's lovely.
Well, thank you for your time, Patty. That was
cool.
Thanks. I appreciated this time with you.
Yes, Catherine. Call and let us know how it goes, okay?
I will.
All right, see.
Okay. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, people. Okay, we have, let's see, we're just calling. Hold on. Okay, 480. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi.
How are you today? Is it going well?
No.
No, not bad. I wasn't feeling that. That's why I was asking. Okay, so what can we do for you? How can we shift us for you?
It's a relationship that I've been in. It's not going really well, and I'm just really having a hard time.
Yeah. Okay, so let me pull some cards and see what's coming up, okay? We'll see what we're being guided to uncover.
Yeah.
Tell the truth. Okay, so tell the truth, be courageous, which is interesting, and talk to God. So when we tell the truth about how we're feeling, okay, because when talk to God comes up, it's like when you're in your quiet times, feeling this relationship is when you get the answers to it, you know, to say, God, I need help, I'm not, and then accept love, it says. Okay, tell the truth, be courageous, and talk to God. So it feels like this relationship put you in a bit of a, and then give it to God, okay. So it's trying to say, let's give this whole, let's bundle up all the stuff. Feels like he's got a really big bag of stuff when I look at him, man. Okay. And it doesn't feel like he has been very honest. I'm getting that he's been a bit of a very conniving kind of guy, you know, and you are just a very honest, loving, sweet lady who wanted to believe him. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so he's been deceptive. It feels like he's been having, like, he feels like he's got two lives going. I'm not getting that he's been very authentic in who he has represented himself as. And then turned back, it says. Okay, so turning back would mean that you'd have to look back at the relationship that he has been and look back and see all the things that he had done that made you know or question whether he was being honest with you and that you did not, you were not being truthful to yourself, okay? So let's go back and look. Let's go back to, like, time where you found a phone number. Let's go back to the time where you had a feeling that he was with another woman. Let's go back to the time that he's asking for money and she kept giving you reasons you needed it. Let's go back to the time. So we're going to go back. I'm going to see all that we see. We're just going to go on the journey without emotion. We're just going to see it, see it, see it, see it, see it. And then see the moment that you met him and the feeling that you had when you first met him. What was that?
When we both said to each other, we felt like we already knew each other.
Okay.
It felt really good.
And it felt really good. All right, so where did you get, like, okay, you felt really good. Let's move it forward then to 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. 5 weeks, I'm getting a feeling that something wasn't quite right after about 5 weeks. Did something happen within the fifth week after you met him that was not questionable?
Well, he had, I guess, been dating somebody before I met him, and he had broken up a couple months before I met him, and he felt like we were moving too fast, and mm-hmm. that he just maybe wasn't over that situation.
Okay. So then did he go back to the girlfriend to straighten things out there?
No.
No?
No, he didn't.
Okay. All right. And then we're going to go back. And then I see you finding something and you not believing his story. It's telling me, I see a phone, I see something that you had questioned. I do see that you just didn't believe what he said. It was like he said one thing and then it was a lie. It feels like around the 6 months he lied to you and you knew it. Okay. All right. So he has a tendency, and I'm just going to say this, he has a tendency to be with the person and be what they want him to be, but then when he steps away from the person, be something different. Okay? That's the vibe I get from this guy. Okay? It's just the way he's been kind of doing his life around women. Okay, so the 6 months, let's get 6 months. So 6 months, I see you see something. There was like, I see a phone in your hand. I see something there. So we're going to connect to that. Okay. So in the 6 months, did something happen that made you really question whether he's being honest to you?
I can't remember.
Okay. I want you to think about that because we're trying to really put the pieces together so that you will start to see that there were all these signs that you had seen so that you can start to regain your power. Because when you see it, you get powerful, right? When you don't see it, you stay small. You stay, in a sense, in the delusion. So the question is he, let me see. Okay, victory. Interesting. Shame. and self-esteem. Okay, Lori. All right. The vibe here is that, are you feeling good about yourself right now? I mean, do you feel empowered? Do you feel strong? Do you feel like you're in a good place with yourself? Not in spite
not
of the
really.
Relationship. Like, in spite of the relationship. Let's put him over to the right, and let's just look at Lori and Linda and see what it is that you feel.
I don't feel really empowered. I just feel really weak.
You feel weak. Okay, let me see. Yeah, you feel weak. Now, I get that I'm looking and it says balance. And it feels like a bit of a hormonal imbalance that's going on. And it's telling me to look at your thyroid. So I'm looking at it. Have you been feeling really low energy? Like,
yeah,
kind of energy? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So let's go in there. Go through. Yeah. Okay, so if we could get some balance back into your whole hormonal system, it would look, you would get a sense of vitality back to your body, and then that would give you strength, you know, because you'd be feeling good. So I want you to go, if you can, it's telling me to tell you to get a blood test. So go take a blood test, okay, and see if they can test your thyroid, okay? I have a sense that this is actually on a chemical level for you that's stopping you from getting to that feeling place of feeling okay. Because it's, you know, when emotion kicks in and it all is only what you can feel, it's usually because the other systems are out of balance and emotion becomes the biggest thing that you can step into. You know what I mean? It becomes you. You become, it's like, you know, when your hormones are out, you remember how you cry all the time and you get very depressed? And a lot of this is going on, but it's not letting you get your strength up around everything else that's happening in your world. So if you can get this balanced, then get this, the other ones will feel easier to handle. Okay? So if you have a doctor, please just go get your hormones tested. That's what it's telling me. Do that. Take care of yourself, because really it feels like, I'm going to just pick you up. Okay, Lori, up we go. All right, there you go. All right, that's better. Feeling better. So what are you doing in the course of a day that helps you feel good?
I don't know. I've been doing some reading. And
what are we doing?
I guess I've just been doing some reading, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can we do, what is one thing that you enjoy to do that, like, you really have a good time when you're doing it? One thing, just one thing.
I can't even think of anything. I can't think.
All right, well, this is good. We got to get you thinking. Okay, so let's think about what Linda likes to do. That makes her happy. What is it? Think about Linda.
Being outdoors, doing whatever.
What is it?
I just like to be outdoors.
Okay.
What I'm doing.
Outdoors. Do you like gardening? Is that what you like, or just being outdoors?
Yeah, I like doing stuff like that.
Okay, but I mean, if I was gonna say, go for a hike or a walk, does that feel good to you?
Yeah.
That feels good. Okay. All right, so let's put yourself on that walk. Put you here, and you're on this beautiful mountain road, and with trees around you, and you're walking down, you see this beautiful lake. It's just lovely. It's peaceful. The sun is shining. And Linda's on that path. That's good. All right. Yeah. And now, anything else that Linda likes to do? Is there do you like to read? Showing me books.
Yeah,
do you like to read? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so like, what is your favorite book you've ever read that just was like the best book you ever read?
I can't think of anything right now. I just read so many different things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe let's just think of even when you were a kid. What was a book that you loved when you were a kid?
I like to read mysteries, stuff like that.
Mysteries, yeah. Okay, so maybe what was it like, one of the mysteries that you enjoyed as a kid?
I can't remember. Sorry.
All right, well, we're remembering, so let's go back. Let's remember. Because remembering just means that you start to look at yourself. So let's go back and look at Linda. Okay, Linda was a little girl. She used to love to read. Let's look at the book she's reading. Okay. Did you like the mysteries, like love Harlequin romances and all that? Did you ever read those? No, okay. All right, so we're going to just put a mystery book in front of this little girl. Okay, put her up. She's real happy she's reading that book. Okay. Okay, what else does Linda like? How about, I'm getting a sense of animals.
Yeah.
Okay, I see an animal that just came around you, and it's like a little cat, and then this, and she's coming over, and you're petting it, and you're really feeling connected to this little cat, and she's just right next to you. Okay, good. All right, so I see another version of Linda up here. She's walking on the path outside with beautiful light. She's got a beautiful kitty she's petting, and she's got a great book in her pocket of mysteries that she's real excited to read. Good. I like it. Feels good. All right. And that's it. There you go. Let's write here and here. So, Linda, let's remember who you are. Okay? If you were going to tell me who Linda is, I want you to, Linda is this. Tell me. Tell me who she is.
Somebody who tends to care about other people a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And do things alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you do things for people. So you're very caring. So Linda is a very caring person, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is Linda, what would you say if you're just watching? Let's say you're observing Linda. What would you be saying about Linda? Is she bubbly? Is she happy? Is she open? What are some of the words that come to mind?
Yeah, all those.
All those, okay. Is she happy? Does she like children? Well, what makes
yeah.
her, what when she sees a kid, does she like to play with them? Is she playful?
Yeah.
Is she? Okay. All right, so I'm seeing Linda, playful. I'm seeing Linda very open, very honest. Does Linda say what's on her mind when it happens?
No, it's hard for me to talk about things if I think it's going to hurt somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like confrontation or things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to see Linda. I'm going to put a little circle around you right now. Okay. All right, yep, it's going. Okay, now I want you to picture around you, all right, right next to you is a round circle. And in the center of that circle is like a triangle. Okay, picture the triangle inside the circle right next to you, okay? You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in your work, in yourself, what are some of the things that aren't working for you that are making you sad or making you feel less than? So let's pull those out. So tell me what they look like.
The fact that I've given so much to this relationship, like get this back, you know?
Okay, so I've got in my hand that you've given a lot to this relationship and you don't feel like you're getting it back. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put it in that. It's like a little trash can, and right in the center of that V, I'm putting that that feel, that vibe. Okay, so then we're going to go back and look at Linda and see if there's a change. Okay, is there anything else that's in there? Let's take it out.
I'm feeling really...
What is it?
Not very good about myself.
You're not feeling... Okay, I got in my hand, not feeling very good about myself. So I got this in my hand, and I see it, and I'm putting that into the trash can. Okay, good. And now, how do we feel? A little bit different? Yeah, it feels a little more roomy in there. Okay, let's look over to the right. Is there anything over there?
Probably depression.
Okay, I got big, big, icky piece of black, black, big rock of depression. So I'm putting that in the trash can right now. Oh, I see a little light going on. Good, good, good. All right. Anything else?
No, I guess lacking motivation.
Okay, yeah, lacking motivation. All right, yeah. All right, I'm going to put that in there. Yeah, that looks better already. Get a little clearer, more clearer. Now, I see one in the lower chakras. So I want you to check out your lower body. What's going on over there? All right, pull that one out. Huh?
I'm not sure what's there.
Pull that one out. There's one in there. Pull it out. Is there anything about belief of femininity, that you're not beautiful? What? Pull it out. Let's get it out.
I guess I'm feeling like I'm getting old.
Ah, there it is. There it is. I'm feeling old. Okay, yeah. That one will get you old. Let's get rid of that one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, let's see, Linda. Ooh, you're much clearer now. Whew. Okay. All right, good. How are you feeling? Check in, see the difference.
Yeah, I can feel a difference.
Okay. All right, good. Let's just stay focused on the difference of you, where you feel room in your body or energy or color. Just feel that difference, how it feels to not have those things. Are you breathing a little? You feel a little? I feel like I'm just taking a really deep breath finally. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, good. I like it. All right, then. Yeah, good. I like this. All right, let's just stick with this one because these are going to start to actually. And now any time you get a thought that looks like that, that we just pulled out, you know that trash can with the, I want you to put it in there, okay? And just keep doing it. You might be putting in, anything about him, like, he doesn't love me, put it in there. Oh, he's, just put everything that comes your way that has a negative vibration, okay, put it in the trash can. I don't want it even to come into your body, all right? You got it?
Okay.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, this is your, so this is what you will do for the next 5 days. Every single day, you're going to stand in a circle. You're going to wait until you see a complete round line around you, like a light. Okay, it looks like a neon light all the way around, Linda. There you go. You wait, you stand in the center, and then everything that comes up in your etheric body that doesn't feel right, you're going to get it in your right hand, and you're going to put it in the trash can, okay? And this is what you will do until you will start to feel, and I feel it already, a little more room in you so you can move out. You have more flexibility in your feelings. So the depression is just that, Linda. It's just that we've depressed, we've compressed every feeling we have in this little dark space. We've like pushed it down. So it's depressed. So as we start to pull it out and get rid of it, what are we doing? We're it to come out of its little hiding place and rear its ugly little head and get rid of it, okay? And that's really what we're going to do. So on an energy level, that is done. You are going to start feeling better. I can see it now. And then from that point, everything is going to work better. You're going to feel the difference, okay? Because you can't get a relationship that's going to work. And, think about it this way. If you're in this place that's feeling this low, okay, you can't, it's like energy matches itself, and relationship is energy. So if you're feeling really down, blah, 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 guess what? You're not going to match anything. It's just down there. Nobody can meet you. You know what I mean? I had to come and lift you up, and now I can see you beautifully, and you're right in front of me, and that's good. Now we can have a conversation, you know? I think before I was like, okay, you know, so think about relationship that way. If you're not in this place, how can anybody relate to you, because you're way down there? And nobody knows how to get there, just you, you know. We put ourselves in the box, and nobody knows the combination. So we have to get out of the box, okay? So this is how you're going to get out of the box. Okay, Linda, absolutely it's going to change if you do those things, okay? Do them every minute you can until you feel the change, the difference, okay? And that's it. You might just say, I feel like I'm breathing better. I'm seeing clearer, you know. The lights are coming in. All right? Go for the walk. I see the cat coming to you. I see the puppy. Okay? And so I know that Linda's happiness is going to lead Linda out of this depression. And I know that she has the mechanisms and the ability to find the happiness that you once knew and remember it. Do you remember how you used to like to dance when you were a kid? The music would come on, and you just had to get up and dance, right? It just made you have to. You couldn't even stop yourself. You had to dance. I see my son, like, as soon as there's music on, he's dancing. So that's who Linda is, okay? That's that beautiful spirit that's in the moment, that's celebrating every single moment she's in. That's Linda, okay? Everything else is just some layering effect of voices that got put on you. They're not true. So we're going to put those all in the trash can. I see a mother just came up. I'm putting her. Do you mind if I put her in the trash can? Because I feel like she had a lot of negative stuff. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put her in. And I see also father. Yeah. Is it okay if I put him? I'm going to put him too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm good. I see this boyfriend too. And I'm gonna. I see him. I'm going to put him in the trash can too, just because. Yeah. All right. Good. Oh, now you're nice and clear. That's great. Okay. This is wonderful. So let's start from this place. Let's be in this place. Let's remember this place. That's what your job is, to remember this place, to remember yourself. Okay. That's what your job is. So I want you to start to remember what made Linda a happy human being. Okay. And just focus on every single thought you could remember and start to just one by one get out there and do it, even if it's just take that walk. That's the first one. I hear you with the nature. I love nature. Just love to be out there, the fresh air. Go for the walk. Find a park that feels right to you. Just go and do it, okay?
Okay.
And once you take that first step into really, you know, putting it into thought and then putting it into action, it will start to move everything too. All right? I know it will. So you do those things, and let me know how it goes. I'm going to hold the highest vision for you, that you will move into this beautiful, divine, spirit, lovely, bright self. And that's who I see, nothing else. All right?
Thank you.
Okay, love. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello.
Marilyn?
Hi, 720.
Hi.
You are on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
This is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hello.
How are you?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. That's good. We like that. Okay, so is there any one question you'd like to ask?
Yeah, well, I finally just completely ended all communication with my ex-boyfriend and today. And it was, I don't know what the energetic problem was with that, why that was so difficult for me to, because we broke up. And then we were like, we're going to try and maybe see again. And I was like, I don't want to. As soon as I agreed to it, I was like, run. So.
Yeah, you didn't want to keep it going, right? So, okay.
Yeah, I was like, I ducked and dodged, and then finally today I was just like, no, okay, this is done. I can't do this. And I with that out of the way, I don't know if he was blocking my career, not him, but causing me to block it. You know, he didn't block anything. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go. I still feel kind of wandery.
Oh.
You know, I'm an intuitive counselor person
right,
myself.
Right.
You know, I do some, but I'm just not sure where I'm supposed to be going.
Oh, let's see what they say. I knew that's what I was going to say. Okay. Okay, reach out. Interesting. Take bite-sized steps. Interesting. So if in your reaching out to avenues that you haven't been looking at. So, okay, you're a medium, you read, you do all your Reiki, you know. I get that you vibe at a really high level. So if there's something that you haven't done yet, it's really telling me that your direction would be to take small steps towards something new. So a new way of learning to heal, to read, to do, you know, the new things that are coming through and then see the light. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So if you have been getting your information in, let's say you go to the sixth dimension, you get your information or you feel it through your body, there may be something that has been shifting, and it has been since the 11 came in, that the vibration under you is changing. So almost like feels like when I look around you, I almost see this new dial, okay, just popped in my hand, and it says 7321. Okay, 7321. So it's telling me that it's going to put a new vibration energy into your system. So I'm going to put it right in your chest right now. Oh, I'm going to turn it, and there you go. Okay, that's good. All right, Marilyn, it's in. So it's going to start to help you understand the new frequencies that are coming into your wavelength, what your wave patterns. And so this is really what's been going on. We had to get booted up, okay? We had to get booted up to a higher frequency for the next level for things to start to be clearer for us. You know what I mean? So this is going to help you, okay? So what I want you to do is sit with every day and sit with the download is going to be for you. Okay, so sit in your meditation, close your eyes, ask for the correct and perfect download to help you clear and elevate in a sense or vibrate at the highest frequency so that you will be clear for the next move. All right? There
okay.
we go. Okay, I got you on that one. Okay, as a boyfriend... Yeah, clean up your mess. Yeah,
I did. Look,
yeah,
dang
you
it,
did.
I don't need
you
that card right
you
now.
Cleaned
I already
it up.
Sent that
email. Yeah, very good. Yeah, very, very good. You know, it's hard, and this is what it's about for a lot of women right now, is to really take that step into independence that regains our power. Because if we've been
that's
giving
funny.
It
that's
away.
That's hard today. I'm actually,
yeah.
while I was waiting for you, I do a page on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Called The Goddess Chronicles, and today my goddess is Bast, and it's independent.
Oh, me too. I pulled Bast myself.
You did? Yeah,
funny?
That's what I was like.
I did. That was my card today. It is so funny. I never pulled her ever. Here she is, Bast.
She's my
the Egyptian
she's
goddess
my,
of the cat, right?
Yeah, she's my goddess. So
oh,
that's
my
I
goodness.
Like.
I pulled that before. I pulled that is so amazing that I pulled it. And I pull, you know, the cards before the show, and that was the one I pulled. It's right here. That is funny. The cat is a lunar animal, also a solar animal representing the power of the sun as a reflex in nature. Since the cat is the earth animal, Bast is also the earth mother goddess. A
yes.
giver of life and abundance. So, yeah, I mean, I could connect to that one, really. She was really strong around me. My cat just wanted to come out, too, and play with the show.
Yeah.
You know. But Marilyn,
I'll
get really,
on the phone, tell her I said hi.
Yes, I will. But really, it feels like you're going to be moving. It does feel like you're going to be relocating. I keep getting that you're going to be going into another area altogether.
Do you mean living-wise or?
No, going, or, just going. So you're going to be.
Because I'm moving.
Yeah, going.
My landlord is supposed to be putting the house on the market that I live in.
Okay.
So I expect, I don't know when, because, you know.
So you're going to be going into a new place. So that's what I was getting. Okay, going into a new place. So maybe not place in the way of town, but a new place. Yes, okay. But it doesn't feel like it's going to happen really, really fast for you. But it's going to be a good time for you to explore other areas that are going to be really exciting for you to be in. Because this area you're in right now has been great, and it feels like it's been giving you enough of the vibes that you needed. But there is an area, it feels like there's a bookstore, like a New Age bookstore I'm getting. It feels like where they do readings and they have workshops and stuff. Okay, so where you're going to live feels like really close to this area.
It's close to because the bookstores aren't that close, and I actually am giving a class.
Yeah.
On the 19th in one.
Oh, okay. Well, but it almost feels like your next place that you might be moving to will be close into that area.
Oh.
That you'll be so close that you'll be like, you could walk there. That's what it feels like to me.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So just keep it open. So when you're there and you're doing your class, take a look around. There might be something that somebody's looking, you know, there might be, I feel like I have a piece of paper in my hand and it has like an apartment and a house for, you know, for rent. And it feels like it's really close. Okay. So interesting. That's coming up.
I want to make this quick. I don't want to hold this up.
Okay.
But I did have a question I can't seem to get the answer to myself.
Uh-huh.
I seem to have, I have to put you on speaker because my phone wants to die. Seem to have a problem giving things away. You know, I'm into the giving and receiving, you know, the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've tried to give things away online. I tried to do readings on my show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people aren't calling in. And if they're not calling in because I've given back readings,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm like, what is the block? Every time I try and give someone will ask for something, I'll say, yes, I have it. You can have it now and
mm-hmm.
take it. I'm like, what is that?
So they, well, you know, I think, though, that this is happens with a lot. We have attached ourselves to money in some energetic way, and so it represents in us. You know what I mean? It represents in us. Like people will see you, you know, and they think, oh, she would only do it for the money. And they have an image of you or a feeling of you. And the vibe comes from money. And so when they think that you'd be giving them something, sometimes it's really not, they can't receive it because they didn't expect it. So what we'll have to do is really, let's put your vibration down. And let's give you a new archetype, okay? I feel like, Marilyn, you need a new archetype to sit in front of you. Okay, so I see Mother Teresa just came up here. So let's put you, I want you to see Mother Teresa, and I want you to kind of step into the vibe of Mother Teresa. There you go. And see what the difference, see how that feels to be, to bring her in to the archetype of who you want to be, okay? Because a lot of times we are not vibrating at the, and so bring in the archetype, even if it's that Beth, we could bring in her too. Whatever it is, Beth just feels very strong to me, but let's bring in something softer and more giving, okay? And let's just layer that on you. Like you've got you, and then you've got Mother Teresa right in front of you. And so Mother Teresa is just this, you know, she's just pure love. She wants to help and give, and she's got this available loving energy that's very strong. You know, every time I've ever seen her, she's a very strong lady, but she's in no way attached to anything other than what she's doing there, and that's giving of her time. Okay? So let's step into her. There she is. I like her. All right, yeah. We'll just fine tune you a little bit. Hold on. All right. Yeah. Okay. You know what I got? I got, you had this really big psychic energy sitting right in your belly, and it was really big, and it's kind of like, you know, it feels like a gypsy, okay? So it feels a little different than the vibe that you want to have when you want to give something. So let's just put Mother Teresa right there. Here we go. I like that. All right, good. All right. That's much better. I can see you now. You're much brighter and much more available. And that's really ultimately what you have to stand in, you know, that feeling of being really available. Okay.
Trucks has never been a problem for me before. You know,
mm-hmm.
that approachability and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Never been an issue. And I'm like, why am I... I'm able to give, but people are not able to receive.
Well, it could have just been the energy at the time. You know, sometimes it's where we were at and we didn't even realize it, that we were at a place that needed, we needed something and we were giving from an empty cup. You know what I mean? So fill up your cup, fill it up all the way. And in a sense, you know, stay quiet with yourself, stay real present with yourself, go off and do a little different work than you've done, and you'll get a different result. So sometimes it's really just because we've been doing the same thing, and we just need to change it up a little bit, you know? And that vibrate, I just put that, I think what happens is you have, the frequencies around us have been changing, so if we don't vibrate at the new frequency, we're off, okay? So that download is going to help you a lot, okay? Yeah, that's going to help you a lot. Just stay in the vibe of what's going on. Because if you're over here and everybody's over, you know, into the matrix of things and you're in the traditional whatever, so we're in a different place, energetic, so we have to kind of, you know, expect and kind of vibrate at the new dimension that's coming in, you know. And that's what I've been really seeing and feeling too. So just do that and you'll be fine. Absolutely. Do you get what I'm saying when I say that?
Oh, I do.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I figured you did. All right, Marilyn. Well, I'm happy to hear you, and I know that things are going to change, for sure. Absolutely. So,
all right, thanks so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello? An 828 number? Who am I talking to? Hello? Hello, hello? All right, well, they're not there, so we'll take the next caller. A 484 number. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Tiffany, and this is the first time I'm calling.
Hi, Tiffany. Nice to have you. And you have any one question that you'd like to ask?
Yes, I do. Do you see this gentleman, Christopher, coming to live with me, coming to show up here and living with me?
All right. Let's see. All right. Detox. Dare to be happy. Yeah. Okay. Say yes. Uh-huh.
Wow. Do you know a time frame?
Mm-hmm. And you are not afraid. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, stick with it. Yeah, all positive cards going in that direction. That let go and flow. Yeah. So it feels like it's in the flow. It's going to be coming. It's just going to take its time. You know, naturally, to have, you know, when people move, they have to, you know, find a place for their stuff. So it's going to take a little time for it to kind of evolve. But yes, it definitely is going to happen. Let go and flow. And you are safe. So if there were any safety issues, if there were any like feelings of it's not going to work, it shouldn't happen, they're trying to say you are safe. It's going to be okay.
Now, you know? this gentleman unfortunately has pulled away from me, and there hasn't really been much communication in the way with him communicating with me for a few months. So I don't know if he pulled away to examine and think on his own, do I really want a life with Tiffany or not? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what he's doing because he's not communicating. And I'm just leaving him alone because, you know, I don't want to push.
Mm-hmm. It does say that it says give more and call your spirit home. So I guess what happened is that you had to get clearer of what it is the relationship was going to be for you. And once you did that, once you could be in the truth of it, you know, because like when things are fluctuating and people are kind of up and down and he's not in a very, I'd say, good place in himself. So he does need your help, it feels like, you know. Feels like he's needing you to help him. And the question is, are you okay with that?
I am, but when is he going to reach out and say, hey, Tiffany, I need your help, or
yeah,
hey,
and
Tiffany,
that's,
I
but
want,
that's what
I
it feels like. It
you.
Feels like he had to really get to a place where he knew he needed your help. So before that, he didn't really get there. But let's see what they say.
Because right now he's still not communicating with me.
Yeah, so.
He,
so it feels like he's still trying to figure out exactly what it is that he needs to do. And things are not, it doesn't feel like things are going so well for him. So he's in a pretty tough space. And when people get in that place, it doesn't feel like they really know how to express it, you know. So it feels like he's kind of limited by, like, his own ego that says, I don't want to ask for help. So what it does, I pull the card and it says, to give. Okay, so what you could do is send a card that says, hey, I'm here for you. I'm just wondering how you're doing. So you may have to be the one to give first energy towards him so that he can reciprocate, okay?
Well, right, and I did send him an email a few weeks ago, and I did tell him, you know, if you ever need me, I'm only a phone call away. But
right.
with him going to be moving here, is he going to be moving here because he loves me and wants a relationship, or is he going to be moving here because he doesn't know what else to do with his life?
I think you're going to be in a mixed it's a bit of a quandary. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like yes and yes on both of those. He does care, he does love, but he does need you. So there's a really yes there for me. I'm not getting two separate things, so I'm getting one. But that's the next question. Is that okay for you? Because when things have stopped like this and there's a break in time where a relationship was going really well and then it stops, usually a spiritual time that is usually an awakening for the person involved in the relationship to ask whether or not it needs to continue. So that's you.
Okay.
That's you, not him. That's you.
And I do want it to continue because I've been with this man long distance for 2 years. I love him deeply with my heart, but I feel like he's not coming here. He's not coming towards me, and I don't know what else to do.
Mhm. Yeah. Well,
I mean for a while I was thinking it was the end of the road for me and him.
Mhm. You know, it does feel, though, that there is another person, and I get the name, it feels like a B, a Bruce or a Brian, it's like a B sound to it, that is around you or would be coming around you if indeed you let go of this one. It feels like you are in, you know, I keep getting a spinning top. A vision of like a spinning top. It feels like you are in, like, you know, when you spin the wheel and it has a line on it and it's pointing towards something. Well, you are it. You are pointing in the direction of which way you want to go. So you are in actually a good spiritual space that can decide what is best for you.
And you know, it's funny how you had said that all things are pointing that he's going to move here. About 2 weeks ago, I actually had a dream and I seen him pulling up in like a gray color, like a light blue, gray color type of car, four door, and his belongings were in the back, and all of his stuff, his clothes, I seen what color pants he was wearing and a brown bag, and he was coming here to my door.
Wow.
So is that
yeah.
something warning me that he is coming?
Yeah. Well, if you are open to it, it's going to come. And I think right now you have to question whether or not this is exactly what you want, okay? I mean, that's your decision. It's always your decision. But if he was to come because he had no place to go and it wasn't because he was in love, would you want him to come? Okay.
I don't know. I think if he would come, because I'm in a different state, I think if he would put that much effort and move out of a state where he's lived and come here where he knows nobody, I think that's also a sign of how much he loves me, don't you think?
I do, but I get that yes and no at the same time. I get a yes and no at the same time with that one, too. It's kind of a yes and no. So if indeed, let's look at the big picture for you, okay?
Okay.
That he shows up. And he shows up, and he really is excited to see you. He comes to the door. He's like, oh, you know, I finally made it. You know,
right.
I'm here. I do see that it would go in a good direction. I do see you, you know, being happy that he's there together. My question is, would you and do you, could you believe that he is there because he loves you and not out of need and necessity? So that feels like you are going to have this little piece, like a little, feels like a little gray piece right over here trying to say, well, you know, you had the door open and would he have come through if he wasn't in this particular place in his life? So there might be that's an indicator to look at this relationship a little bit clearer instead of just wanting it, to look at the bigger picture for you. Because it feels like if you let this one just ride and just don't do anything and let him, don't contact him anymore, and you just stay open, okay, universe, what it is, what bring me the most wonderful guy that's going to love me truly. And just
right.
Stay with that one. Stay with that one every single moment. And I bet there's a feeling, I feel a man over here, a new one coming your way. So you are totally in this a good vibe place. You're a very powerful lady. So I want you to really think about where you put your power, okay? Because,
right. Now,
you know.
If Christopher does show up here, like the vision that I'm seeing,
uh-huh.
is it going to be like long term? I mean, are we going to be okay together?
Yeah, it did have a two attached, so it could be a two period time, like a two years, you know, whatever. It just felt like two came over when you just said that. So it may be an indicator that it isn't going to be long term, like forever and ever. It might be a 2 year experience. So if that's the case, if life is kind of showing you different pictures, if you go down this road, you'll get this. If you go down this road, you'll get that. Let's just sit, Linda. I'm Tiffany. Let's just sit in the center of yourself. And ask the highest vibration, your universe, your guides, your angels, I see your grandmother over on the right, coming through and clarifying any of what we would like, but what is the highest good for your spiritual and your happiness. Okay? Why don't you
right.
do that? There you go. So we're going to let it unfold as we move, step into the next level. And that feels really good. See, that's not towards him. That's just more into you. That feels
okay.
like you are getting stronger in yourself and stronger in your abilities to be with, you know, and in that, then you're going to be a, more of a beacon for the correct and wonderful guy that's going to really love you. But this guy, he does sound like he's, I feel like I can almost see him on the road. Isn't that interesting? I just saw him driving. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I invested two solid years of letter writing and
wow.
on the phone.
Yeah.
I got such a foundation with him that I didn't have with anyone else. And it's just right there. And, I mean, I don't want to ever lose that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. But you won't lose that. Yeah, that could be just the extent of the love that you had for this person, you know, and you never lose that. You never, ever, when you love someone, you never lose that. If you truly love them, you always love them, you know.
But I'm just hoping that Christopher, you know, opens his eyes and realizes, hey, you know,
mm-hmm.
I got to make a decision here before
mm-hmm.
I lose this girl.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I feel like he has an... Yeah. He's been playing around with another energy. It feels like I'm almost drawn to seeing him checking out another avenue of his life, like where he's going to, and it feels like he's just in limbo, this guy. Yeah. It really, Tiffany, he's not in a very good place right now. So if you want to just be his friend and send a nice card and say I'm here just to support him. But I'm feeling a lot of dark stuff around this guy, just like a lot of confusion, a lot of turmoil, a lot of not knowing what he's going to do around
okay.
him. Yeah, so be careful of this one. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Be careful of this one. This one
right.
might not bring you what you really desire, which is real love, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say, because I think everything has its opportunity. As soon as we, you know, get in a sense in our power and really ask the correct questions, which is what's the highest good for me, then the highest good can come to you. You know,
right.
And I'm
right.
not getting, if it's not coming, and if he's kind of broken off communication with you for the last 2 months, I'm getting the universe is telling you, no, it's not. And don't try, you know, so let's be with that, and let's be on it. Let's let what's happening an indicator of the truth, you know?
Right.
Because sometimes we try to change the way it is. Well, maybe it's this, and maybe it's that, and it's really clear. It's right in front of us. You know, the guy stepped away, and we're just saying, maybe it's this, and maybe it's that. And my feeling is, if I do see him coming, but I don't get it, it's going to be the highest good for you. But, you know, let's just keep that. It will be an experience. It will be a good thing. You'll be able to understand it better, and that's all it really is going to show you. You know, I mean, isn't that what we want? We want it to really, you know, have an implant on our lives in some good way. That's all I'm at. That's what I'm going to see, and that's all I'm going to see.
Right, and this whole situation has opened up my own psychic because
mm-hmm.
of the vision I've seen. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
I can't believe that I've seen that. I mean, I thought I was just,
mm-hmm.
you know, making this up, but now
wow.
that you said that you see this,
well, I did see the same similar thing, but the question is it are you know is it going and going to be in the highest good for you? That's really
right.
the question I would rather answer than seeing that, you know.
Right.
So that's where I'm going to keep it. Let's just keep it at that question, you know, and keep your guides. Keep it the question you ask every day. Is Christopher coming to my home going to be the highest good for my life? Ask that
right.
question, okay? And then if it doesn't unfold, you will be guided that that's your answer, okay?
Right.
That to me is, instead of us trying to, you know, orchestrate everything, and sometimes we, you know, somebody said something about the best thing that ever happened was my prayer unanswered, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so the vibe here is a little like that for me, and I'm, you know, I don't know why, but I'm just going to look at that. And so in that, let's just hold it to the frequency that is going to work out for the highest good for you. And
right.
that might not be him coming. And if he comes, then you have to sit down with him and talk to him. And do you want to stay for a couple months? Do you want to stay for, you know, you really have an honest conversation with it, okay? So that you are clear on what it's going to be, okay?
Right.
Right. Okay, so that's different than just letting it show up and then figuring it out. You have to be extremely honest with what it is going on. So then you won't be misled down the road, you know?
Right.
And so that's what I want you to do. I want you to stay as honest and have that communication open as it's going, okay?
Right.
Okay, so that's different than just being, you know, come on over, you know, let me, you know, how is it going to work? And all that stuff is now the fairy tale come true. You know,
well,
they always have these fairy tales of the guy coming, you know, the prince comes, gets the princess,
right.
and they ride off into the distance. They never have the next scene of the prince and the princess going into their home and now having to live a life, you
well,
know? And
what puzzles me is, when is Christopher going to pick up the phone and call me? I mean, why am I getting these visions of him coming here and he ain't mm-hmm. even calling me?
I know. I got the number 8, Tiffany. I got the number 8, which could mean it's going to be a while. I mean, it could be 8 weeks or 8 months or 8 days. So in the 8 there, the 8 that showed up was very clear. So that's kind of important to see, that it's not going to happen right away. And you will have to start to have the conversation again with him to rebuild the disconnect, because you had a disconnect, you know?
Yeah.
It was like you were going along and not disconnect, 2 months disconnect. That's a big time. So
and
you're going to have to reconnect.
Right,
yeah.
He's the one that disconnected.
I know, but you will have to reconnect with him and regain the trust and the relationship,
yeah.
and then it will go towards the moving in, okay? It's not just going to happen. If he showed up tomorrow... would not be good. You know?
Well, he's going to have to bring up about the moving in here with me, because this is not my idea. This would be his idea.
Right, right. Absolutely. It's not feeling ready. That's what it feels like. If I when I see this, it's just like not ready. I just took this cake out and it's just like not ready. And so
right.
what it's telling me, it's just not ready for that level of commitment. So you're going to have to it feels like number 8 comes up. So you could be talking to him again. So once you start to reconnect and talk again and like you were in the 2-year period before, and you really have regained that trust, that relationship, then it will move in to that direction. But if it doesn't reconnect, I want you to sit with an open heart and open place
mm-hmm.
that's going to allow for the next wonderful energy to come into your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what you have to make sure, that you're not
right.
you're not stopping anything else and the right and perfect person to come to you because we're waiting for him, all right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So that is ultimately what I want you to do. And ask the question to the universe, please bring me the most wonderful and perfect person for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And if he shows up and he starts to call again, then I'm going to trust that's the way. But if he doesn't, then I know that there's this other person that's going to be coming.
Right.
Okay? Yeah, I love
right.
it. All right, sweetie, I'm going to take another caller. Let me know how it goes. And I'll
I
have
will.
The highest vision for you, okay, love?
All right. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hold on. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello? I'm talking to a 714 number. Hello? No. Okay. Well, I'm going to try the one last number that I tried before to see if I can connect. And let's see. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello? An 828 number? Okay. Well, that's the extent of the show. I so appreciate all your calls. As you can see, a lot of times the questions we're asking are just about something. But if we start to really step into the power of who we are and what is the highest good for us, the question changes. And also we get to see that it's all about how we are feeling about ourselves. Are we in the beautiful place that we're supposed to be in? Are we in the divine space of love and happiness and excitement? If we're not, then we can't expect the world outside of us to bring us anything else but how we feel. So in relationship, that's how it goes. A lot of times we have to get clearer in ourselves for other things outside to get clearer too. So remember that. Remember that you are this amazing, strong person that can change the state of things by how it sees things. And also remember that the prayers you ask for now, if they're not answered, maybe the biggest gift you have ever gotten, that you didn't get the guy and that he didn't move in and that he didn't come to you. Because believe me, your guides, your angels, those who love you, your ancestors that are around you all the time are here for your highest good. So remember that if things don't work out, it is in your highest good that it's not being happening. Blessings, everyone. Much love. And we will be talking to you next week again, so keep us on your list. Let us know how it goes. Love you all. Bye-bye, everyone.